There are large regional areas in most states of Australia already being forced to use Centrelink cashless welfare cards. Examples of areas in trial phases 1, 2 and 3 include New England, New South Wales, the Goldfields of WA, East Kimberley, Ceduna and South Australia, and more areas in the Northern Territory and other states. The list of places is too long to state fully in this introduction. Just do a Facebook search for No Cashless Welfare Card Australia and No Welfare Card, and you'll see heaps of local community members, local people vocally opposing the impact of cashless cards in their areas of Australia. The cashless cards quarantine 80% of welfare payments, and the cards are rolled out universally to all recipients in a trial area. So every person on welfare in that region must use this cashless welfare card. The justification by the government so far has been reduction of alcohol, drug usage and gambling in areas of Australia. The assumption by the government is to put everyone on welfare on cashless cards to stop social issues. The policy is just to put in this cashless card, limit people's freedom and usage of money, and not put in the social services to actually try and help fix the problem.
I'm Adam Bant, the Greens member for Melbourne, and you're listening to Over the Wall on 3CR.
Adam, welcome to Over the Wall on 3CR, and I'd like to ask you questions today about the cashless welfare card that's impacting people around Australia. What is your party's policy on the card and the expansion of the trials?
The Greens oppose the cashless welfare card. We've been the only party in Parliament that has opposed it from the beginning. You don't improve people's situation by taking away their rights, full stop. This idea that if you're on low income in Australia, you somehow should have your right to spend your money controlled by the government. But that kind of approach doesn't apply to rich people, and even if they do the wrong thing, is, I think, discriminatory, and we oppose it.
It's already been rolled out in South Australia and in Queensland and in Northern Territory as trials.
The card, the expansion of the trials, we don't think has been driven by any evidence that suggests that these kind of approaches work. In fact, the international evidence suggests the opposite. It's all about a form of paternalism, and it's clear that it's not just about government is targeting or has targeted remote and Indigenous communities, but they've expressed a desire to ultimately have this rolled out in other places across the country as well. So,
do you think there's a long-term agenda to make this universal?
I think there's a long-term agenda to make it much more broad than it is at the moment, and perhaps to make it universal. It's clear that the government is on a rampage of demonising people who receive welfare, and they have said that they want it to be rolled out more broadly than it is at the moment. And I do fear that that could mean that it ultimately becomes universal. Now, the government may say they've got no plans to do that, and that may well be right, but it's clear the government wants this to be expanded. They didn't just do it just to have a trial and to stop.
A lot of academics are also saying the questionnaire to welfare recipients on the card obscures the findings and methodology. For example, that there seems to be some encouragement for people to downplay their drug and alcohol use on the questionnaire. Will your party demand greater assessments of the trials with more extensive recourse to economic analysis and measurable outcomes?
One of the things we've been really concerned about is that the reviews of the card been largely anecdotal, and even the reviews themselves acknowledge that, and it's not necessarily based on good evidence about whether this is helping anyone or not. And so I take a lot of the data that the government is relying on in these reviews with a very large pinch of salt, but even with that qualification, it's concerning that in the reviews themselves, to one in four people who were on the card were saying that they felt that it had made their lives worse, right? Even with all of those qualifications about potential push polling and questioning and it not being very scientific, you've still got a sizeable proportion of people who are saying this isn't in fact helping them.
Yeah, because Malcolm Turnbull had his quite emotional statement in the Parliament where he was saying, you know, look a child with fetal alcohol syndrome in the face, and using these examples, these individual examples, but there seems to be a predominant part of the population that isn't in the type of category that labelling as gamblers, as alcoholics, and who need to be controlled, who often people in the lowest income are actually extremely good at managing their budget because they have to out of necessity.
You have to be, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, a couple more questions. So some problems around the card include penalisation of welfare recipients who have not presented as subject to alcohol, drug or gambling, the inability to use the cards outside of their own towns or outside FPOS-based businesses, and implementation costs that are variously judged as between 60 and 90% on top of their income support payments. Of these, do any draw your attention in particular, and will your party be pursuing the government on them?
Well, they're all of concern, but the fact that you're starting to restrict the freedom of movement of people means that already, if you're receiving some form of welfare as your income, you don't really have much of a buffer to deal with unexpected circumstances. But if all of a sudden you've got to deal with someone close to you getting really sick or ill or dying, or you have to deal with some other form of emergency that might require you to have to go somewhere else, you're faced with a double burden, you're double whammy. Not only do you have that immediate thing in your life that you've got to deal with, you now got to deal with the fact that part of your income is being quarantined and you don't have the flexibility to spend it as you want. So all of those are issues, but the fact that you're starting to make it harder for people to deal with life's emergencies, especially when it might involve them having to travel somewhere, really tells you this is about taking away people's rights, basically, and making it tougher for them to have control over their own lives.
The Senate Committee on Expansion on the Cashless Cards Trials has finished its submissions phase. Do you have any anecdotal insights into evidence heard and how the committee might find?
Oh no, look, I think the committee will go through the process and come up with its findings in due course, but I can say that there's a very big body of expertise, including people who've made submissions to the Senate, who've said, hang on, just be very careful about thinking that somehow the evidence backs up that this is working. In fact, a lot of the academic and the research literature is backing up what people are saying on the ground, namely it's not working for them.
And last question is, several municipal councils have rejected the expansion of the card into their towns, including Bundaberg and Hervey Bay in Queensland. While this council activism seems to be expanding, is it likely the government is likely to ride roughshod over the policy of these councils and introduce the card there anyway?
They may, but I'm really pleased by the approach that a lot of councils are taking. I think the government wants the cooperation of the local council and has certainly in the trial areas has been working closely with some of the local authorities. So I think that the move from the councils will make the federal government sort of take a step back and think twice. So I think it's a good thing.
Adam Bant, thank you very much for your time and Over the Wall today.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to be on.
To sum up, listeners, that the vast majority of people on welfare are good money managers. They have to be to survive below the poverty line. This is a government that does not want to spend on helping people most in need. Rather, it is a government that prefers tax cuts to huge corporations. Over the Wall also speculates if the trial phases of the cashless card are part of a long-term government agenda to make cashless cards universal to all welfare recipients in all parts of Australia. What are the possible results of a universal cashless card? One woman in South Australia was placed on the cashless card in her community trial when she reached adulthood. She nominated rental payments to be deducted from her cashless card. 3 months passed and a system error caused no rental payments to be made, and she received an eviction notice.
This is a public service announcement.